All right, we are wrapping up the year with some, well, conversations from the past, some new, some from this year, but some from the past as well. I want to bring back this one to you as we kind of get inspired at the end of this year to kind of help us be empowered for the coming new year. This deals with talent and excellence. Welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Good to have you with me. Good to have you still with me. Hope that you were really enjoying some of those inspirational concepts shared by Miss Elizabeth Wilson. I want to ask you something now. What do you consider to be more important? And this is a question that certainly can go to people who are hiring authorities, whether you are the owner of a company, you're in a position of management, or you're thinking about this just from the perspective of a person who may at some point either be hiring or be hired. I know a lot of us have been hired before. Some of us as young as in our teens, preteens. And of course, one of the things we're supposed to be doing is letting people know, essentially, why we think they should hire us. What makes us a good fit for their job? What would be of benefit? How would we benefit that company? Why would it be the right decision for them to say, yes, I believe that you can be a benefit to the company, you're hired? Of course, that's something that we're all, you know, looking into. We're looking at that. And of course, it is about being the right fit, which means not only would the employee or the potential employee be good for the potential company, but the potential company or the potential employer would also be good for the potential employee. A good fit. Mutual gain. You're looking at that from the perspective, though, of the one who would be doing the hiring. Which would you say would be more important in the person who would be hired? Talent or engagement? Talent or engagement? Which of those two would be more important? Well, I want to share some information with you, courtesy of Gallup, who has looked into this in depth. In fact, they have talked with quite a few companies, corporate heads in particular, of quite a few companies to kind of get a feel for which is more important, which would be of greater benefit in helping them determine what type of employee would end up being the most profitable for them. I guess I shouldn't put it that way. Of greater benefit to them. One who has more talent or one who is more engaged. And this isn't necessarily just referencing people who might be at the lowest end of the hiring scale. It could be even upper management. Well, one of the things that they've noticed is that ultimately, if a person has talent, that talent can actually be accelerated by engagement. In the quest to maximize performance, business people and people in the academic world have asked Gallup, what is more important? People's natural fit with a role, their talent, or how engaged they are in their job. How really present are they once they get the job? Which is more important? The person being a natural fit or the person being fully involved, truly present in the job once they have it? Well, Ann Incorporated is one of the leading specialty retailers for fashionable women's clothing. And they were asked that question recently. Their answer is that finding people with the right talent and engaging them are essential elements of maximizing performance. But of the two, getting the right person in the right role makes the greatest difference. They're saying the right fit. Talent is more important. They said that the concept is so important to Ann Incorporated And I'll let you know a little bit more about just who Ann Incorporated is. And when I tell you, you say, oh, okay, yeah, them. I know who they are. They say that that concept is so important to them that it actually forms the foundation of the company's employee value proposition. Fit is everything. The study reinforces that companies cannot maximize performance without engaging their employees. So they're not saying that engagement is insignificant. They're not saying engagement is not important. It is important. But they find that fit is even more important. Their study shows even more that engaging less talented workers does not get the same results as engaging more talented workers. And they say that when they engage less talented workers, it actually becomes counterproductive. Wow. Now that's attention getting. You have a person who doesn't have quite the talent that he or she should have. So you get them more engaged in the job. You get them more engaged with the company. And it actually proves to be counterproductive. Well, Ann Incorporated, best known for its Ann Taylor and Loft brands. There you go. Two of the stores that you're very, very familiar with. They take a holistic approach to getting the most out of their employees. The company partnered with Gallup to select and engage top talent for several years. But until recently, these two organizations, Ann Incorporated and Gallup, had not really conducted a formal study to determine if engagement or talent mattered more to business performance. They'd been trying to understand what the differentiator is, engagement or selection, according to Allison Bebo, who's Ann Incorporated's Vice President of Talent Management. She said that they'd seen a strong relationship between stores that focus on the basic emotional needs of all their associates and financial results. Strong relationship between the stores that focus on the basic emotional needs of all their associates and the financial results. I said that a second time because I'm just curious as to whether that grabbed your attention the way it grabbed mine. A company that focuses on the emotional needs of their employees. Does that sound like that would be a waste of time? Does it sound like it's too touchy-feely to you? I'm not saying that it does to me. I'm asking you, how does that strike you? Focusing on their employees' basic emotional needs. Allison says that really and truly, Ann Incorporated thinks that selecting for talent is one of the most critical ingredients in getting the very best out of the store teams and the culture. But they didn't assume anything. They really walked through this pretty carefully. They knew that engagement has vital performance implications. Gallup's global research across industries shows that engagement leads to improved profitability. It also leads to productivity and customer metrics, and I know this is a big one for a lot of employers, low turnover. So get those again. Engagement leading to improved profitability, productivity, customer metrics, and lower turnover. And that lower turnover is critical because it helps save money. The more often you have to lose employees, hire new ones, get them trained, etc., the more money it's costing you. You really and find it more difficult to become more productive because it's hard to get everyone on cruise control, if you will. But talent for a role is also a requisite for success. Gallup's research reveals that about 1 in 10 people possess the talent to be a great manager. They naturally engage team members and customers. They naturally retain top performers. And they naturally sustain a culture of high productivity. And last but not least, they contribute about 48% higher profit to their companies than average managers do. And these are managers, again, who really have the talent to be a great manager. Ann Incorporated's overarching mission, they say, is to inspire and connect with women to put their best selves forward every day. Who's behind the inspiration and the connection? Their associates, according to Allison Bebo. they've been able to see that connection between talented associates and performance in the stores that are the most productive, have the best retention, and have the most engaging experiences with their clients. And Incorporated wanted to know which factor was most important in store performance. Again, selecting managers with the right talent for the role or engaging employees. So Gallup analyzed store managers in Ann Incorporated's largest division to see if talent and engagement affected how managers performed on the company's store performance metric. The study, which actually measured talent using a Gallup selection assessment and employee engagement using Gallup's Q survey, revealed something that they did not expect to find. While they did not anticipate that engaging managers with low talent would lead to exceptional performance, they did expect it to lead to better performance. So again, notice now where their thinking was. They weren't expecting exceptional performance as a result of engaging managers who had low talent. They didn't expect it. So listen to what they did not expect. They did not expect the engagement to lead to exceptional performance, but they did expect it to lead to better performance. Instead, they found that store performance actually dropped by 5.9% for managers who had low talent and high engagement, compared with managers who had low talent and low engagement. That's amazing. So listen to what they're comparing again now. Managers with low talent and high engagement compared to managers with low talent and low engagement. So again, the common factor here, the common denominator, is that in both groups, the managers had low talent. What was different was that in one group, they highly engaged managers, whereas with the other group, they only engaged them on a low level. So without the innate talent to be a great manager, engagement did not result in better performance. So for Ann Incorporated, talent was the critical ingredient. You know, getting people more involved in the processes, getting them more involved with the company in various ways, and getting them more involved, getting this group of low talent managers more heavily engaged, not only did not improve performance, they actually saw it go down. The good news for Ann Incorporated is that once the talent to be a great manager is in place, the talent is already there now. They didn't get them up there. The talent was there. Engaging that high talent actually accelerated exceptional performance. They already had the talent. And once those who were talented were more fully engaged, their performance became exceptional. The study confirmed that managers with the combination of high talent and high engagement outperformed those with low talent and low engagement by 23.5%. So notice what's happening there. We've looked at three groups whom they studied. A group who had low talent and high engagement. Another group who had low talent and low engagement. And another group who had high talent and high engagement. They noticed that the way things went with regards to performance was in this pecking order, from highest to lowest. Those with high talent and high engagement performed the best. Those with low talent and low engagement performed the next best. And those with low talent and high engagement performed the worst. I tell you, that's interesting that the group that had the low talent and high engagement fared worse in performance than the group with low talent and low engagement. Kind of ironic, but that's the way it worked out. Let's look some more at what they're saying about this talent versus engagement comparison when I come back. See if there are some ramifications for your organization. That's why I'm sharing this. You know, I'll be bringing this information to you because I want you to be ready to grasp what can benefit you put it into use, put it into play in your place of business. We'll be right back.